It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. In the lead up to the November elections, we're hearing a lot about different voting blocks. Well, the Michigan chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations has released a detailed presidential election summary and legislative scorecard focused on the civil and human rights issues of concern for Muslims here in Michigan. We're joined now by Daoud Walid, Executive Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Michigan. Daoud, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, would you describe Muslims in Michigan and nationally as a voting bloc? Do they lean towards one party or the other?
Yes. Well, going back to the 2000 election, the Muslim community, approximately 75% of Muslims were voting Republican for the presidential election, primarily based upon social issues and as well as President Bush's pledge to end what's called secret evidence, something that was instituted during the Clinton years. However, after the tragedy of 9/11 and some unfulfilled promises by the Bush administration, as well as wars that took place in Afghanistan and Iraq and other issues pertaining to our civil rights, the Muslim community nationwide took a dramatic shift towards the Democratic Party. And it is our belief that approximately 90% of Muslims in America voted for President Obama in the 2008 election.
Do you feel there's been outreach to the Muslim American community in the same way Hispanic voters have been courted during this election season?
Definitely not. In the 2008 election, the McCain campaign basically ignored us. And there, the Obama campaign, however, did have a special outreach coordinator that reached out to the Arab American community as well as the American Muslim community. And those two communities are not synonymous. But there hasn't been the outreach by the Obama campaign this year in 2012.
What about from the Romney campaign?
The Romney campaign, we have not heard a peep from the Romney campaign. As a matter of fact, we've been hearing some things that sound a little hostile. He just gave a speech at VMI about his foreign policy, and he made a statement that so-called Islamists want to wage perpetual war with the West. So it appears to be that Mr. Romney is engaged in the politics of fear and the tired narrative of clash of civilizations between Muslims and in our country, which we believe is a false narrative. And that's something that President Obama, we can give him credit that he's taken a number of steps from traveling in the Muslim world to sending out video messages to try to end this type of narrative that primarily emanates from the Republican Party, that there's some sort of perpetual conflict that must take place between the Muslim world and the United States of America.
What issues are your constituents most concerned about?
Well, there's the bread and butter issues that Michigan Muslims are concerned about, like all other Michiganders, such as the economy, public safety, as well as education. However, there are some specific issues relating to civil rights and civil liberties, as well as foreign policy concerns.
So when you look at President Obama and the Republican nominee for President Mitt Romney, how do they stack up on those issues of concern?
We can't judge Governor Romney thoroughly because we can only go by what he says in his rhetoric. And sometimes his rhetoric changes from month to month or week to week. So him being a governor with Maine Capital, he has no real foreign policy experience. However, some of the statements that he's made regarding Iran, unconditional support for Israel, and some other statements he said have been very troubling to our constituents in the Muslim community. As far as President Obama is concerned, a lot of Muslims were pleased by his rhetoric, especially in the beginning of his campaign. We've seen an increasement of complaints in our office of harassment by federal law enforcement during the Obama years, from religious and racial profiling by Border Patrol and Customs Border Protection, as well as an increasement of invasive questioning by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as well as fear that the FBI is actively using informants in our mosques to monitor our religious services without any type of predication of criminal activities.
So how have you scored Michigan lawmakers?
We scored lawmakers from the state reps, state senators, as well as congressmen and senators based upon empirical data. We looked at their votes on key issues relating to civil liberties and human rights, and as well as for the federal representatives on some foreign policy issues. So, for instance, if someone takes a look at our scorecard on our website, they'll see that Congress, for instance, you'll see someone like Congressman John Conyers, who got a very high grade. He's a Democrat, but then Justin Amash, who is a Republican in the UP area. Actually, he's a type of Tea Party type of Republican. He also got a very high grade, too. But also, we ranked Debbie Stabenow at very low. But all of these are based upon grades due to their voting records.
When you take a step back and you look at the elections coming up in November, what kind of impact do you think Muslim Americans could have on the presidential race and on local races?
Well, let me start with the local races. That in areas in which Muslims are a significant population and block, we believe that more Muslims will be voted in local races, particularly in the state of Michigan. From the national level, we believe that there are certain key states where the Muslim community has a large enough percentage of eligible voters that in a close race, the Muslim community could actually swing the vote one way or another to another candidate. So, for instance, in Michigan, Ohio, as well as in Virginia, if the election goes to a few thousand votes or maybe 10,000, 15,000 votes, we believe that the Muslim community is a large enough voting block that we could influence the election of who gets the electoral votes for those three particular states.
Daoud Walid is the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations here in Michigan. Good to speak with you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.